But the time that we're going to spend the next 45 minutes, RT's at 5:30, so we'll be promptly cut off by their lordships. Probably slowly, little by little, people will trickle in. And especially because RT is at 5:30, it probably is a good idea if those of you that are here come forward now, because what will happen is people will trickle in the back, and we want to leave space for the tricklers. Little bit further forward. Mataji, come forward, please. Those of you that are against the wall, you can stay there. You're fine. That's fine. RT starts. How many of the devotees here completed 64 rounds? Okay. How many completed more than 64 rounds? Wow. How many think they could match what Shyamasundara chanted today? I don't see any hands. He always has a large number of chanting of japa and japa retreats. How many this day? 79. Usually it's 179. He really gets up there. I don't know how all of you felt, but somehow a lot of energy went into, I shared this on Friday, but a lot of energy went into trying to create a really good experience for all of you, different persons coming forward with different ideas of resource and so forth. So I hope you all had a good experience. Just learning, and then of course the application of learning. We're going to need a little portable microphone. Do we have one? Chirag, do we have a, yeah? Okay. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We have one. So this is an opportunity. One of the nicest parts of these events is what we're about to do. What would you... ask for a show of hands, and we'll go back and forth through and... Who would like to share what their experience was and kind of like, you know, the ups and the downs and the hills and the valleys and what sustained you the most through the period of time? So Nandasuta's got his hand up first. Nandasuta's visiting from Seattle, just around the corner, right?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. First of all, thank you very much for inviting us here, and devotees who hosted it, thank you. We had a fabulous time. So one tip which you gave this morning, and in fact you said it first day itself or second day yesterday, that sit next to some advanced devotee or the devotees who have been chanting better. So I never like to sit on a floor. But I saw Badahari Prabhu sitting in that corner in the morning. So I parked myself next to him and my legs were jammed. I couldn't, but I decided that I will not get up till he gets up. So he finished his 16 rounds and I was sitting next to him, and he was so absorbed. You mentioned this many times. And that was my inspiration. Of course, the beautiful darshan. And that part of the temple is a less crowded, I see. Not many people walking in and walk out. So that was another, I didn't like get disturbed anywhere. And then Badahari Prabhu's inspiration was immense. I shared that with him a little later. So that tip was very valuable. Later, I did the same thing. Radha Krishna Prabhu was sitting in this corner. And I chanted along with him another 32 rounds. It just happened because I know Radha Krishna Prabhu very well.
Yeah.
And for a while I was very warm here and fell asleep. So he did like that to me. Wonderful. And I loved that PowerPoint show of crying for Krishna.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. So once I completed 38 rounds, it became very difficult. My mind was wandering. But I'm always on a phone all the time, but I promise not to touch my phone. And then I did that pretty much whole
Yay,
time.
Yay, that's really awesome. If anybody that knows him, that's like
so
self-restraint.
Yeah, and then it just became all right. I went out for a little walk, and I saw so many nice devotees chanting Prabhu's Mataji. And once I reached 53rd round, it was the best. I mean, I felt so blessed that coming here, traveling, all this stuff, but 53rd to 64th round was just, I've never experienced that for a while, because you know my situation, so... we don't go to temple. There's no association really that way, but it was just immense. So thank you very much, Maharaj and Prabhus, who made it happen today. Thank you. Hari Bol.
Anyone from the ladies' side? We're going to go back and forth. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. He's volunteering you.
I know.
I don't know how to volunteer people too. I've learned that one. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So for me, it got really challenging after about 22 rounds.
Mm.
And so for me, what was most beneficial, there were two things that were really, really helpful for me. One was, of course, deepening my own breath, coming back to my breath as I was chanting, because I felt really stressed at some point, just trying to get through chanting. So I was trying not to rush, because I wanted to really do it differently as everybody. I'm sure I had my intention focused on quality of chanting and being more attentive and more heart-centered as I was chanting. So the only thing that could help me was to come back to my breath, just deepening my breath. As I did that, then my mind would slow down and get more focused and come right back to the chant. And then Guru Bhakti Mataji's, one word, that first word, hooray, and the breath, it really anchored it for me. So I kept practicing with that. And
where did it take you?
I was more relaxed with chanting. I was much more focused, and because our mind tends to follow the breath, so and then the body follows the mind. So I kind of slowed the breath down, so the mind would slow down, and then my body
slowed
relaxed.
The breath down. Does that I've heard people use that phrase in different ways. Was it how many mantras per breath? How deep was your breath? Was it what does it mean, follow your breath, for you?
For me, it was just constant reminding to slow, deepening the
breath.
Just
slow.
Just slow. Like every 2-3 chants, it would be like, breathe. I would just remind myself to breathe. So then...
That's good.
So it would bring me back to my heart rather than my head. I was trying not to rush through my chanting. That was my challenge. And... So about halfway through, it got really challenging. About 47th round, like Prabhu said, I couldn't keep up. Like I had to really push through. So I came in the temple room, and so using the breath and the deity, I absolutely got absorbed, just focused with my eyes open. Wow. It was, I've never...
Transported somewhere. A new place.
Yeah. It was really, I didn't want to stop. So that was the greatest experience. And I didn't want to stop because I didn't want to lose the experience, not knowing if I could go back to it. So last probably 10, 15 rounds were just absolutely awesome.
And you completed?
64. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Right at 4:30.
Is that your first time, 64?
No, second time.
Second time. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for sharing. Thank you.
She is a Kundalini yoga teacher, Maharaj.
Oh.
And everyone asked me, how much yoga do you do since you have a teacher at home?
Oh.
And I have never answered that question.
Okay. Raise your hand, please, so we... Very good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Speak slowly.
This is the first time I attended...
First time?
First time. Yeah.
First time. What was it like?
Excellent.
Ecstatic.
Very good.
That's all?
So one thing I want to tell you that this bag Kamal Mukh Prabhu gave me, I was asking him initially, oh, okay, if I can't chant 108, I can chant 16, that's what it is. He said, no. Every round you have to count, you have to go 16 rounds. I said, I never going to use it. But first time today I used this 16 and this 4. So I never imagined I could do 64 in a day.
Did you?
I did.
Today?
Today. First time.
First time.
So, I...
And what was some of the greatest strengths or supports for you during that 64?
I will tell you the yesterday's night kirtan.
Ah.
And today morning you flashed it. He said, somebody came to Mahaprabhu and said, I want to give you the meaning of Krishna's name. He replied him, for me, son of Nanda Baba, Yasoda Baba. Excellent one. That struck me right
there. That did it.
That is what I loved so much. The more the love is important than the actual meaning and doing dissecting of a name and understanding. So for me, it was excellent. That point, one point and the PowerPoints and yesterday kirtan. Awesome.
I look forward to your attending next year's japa retreat.
Definitely. I will recommend everybody at the 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock when you're going to talk to the new members, I would recommend everybody to attend. I feel very sorry missing two times.
Do you have some friends?
Yeah, Bharat Prabhu.
Bring some friends.
Haribol, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone from the ladies' side? Otherwise, I'll call on somebody. Somebody like to volunteer? Okay. In the back? Ladies' side. You're doing, you're not a lady. Next time. Next time, next.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is my third year.
Third?
Yes. And I always very much look forward to the japa retreats. It's one of my favorite retreats.
What's the best part of your favorite retreat?
The chanting.
The tall, the 64 rounds.
Yes.
Okay.
And the association of the devotees.
Uh-huh.
So my focus point was just the reiteration of the holy name is everything. So I kept keeping that in my mind. In terms of the anticipation came the enthusiasm. And if we look at the word enthusiasm, of that word ends in I-A-S-M. So I was focusing on those letters. And it, for me, I created this thing that meant I am set on my mission. So it's like kind of creating a goal and being enthusiastic about it. And then preparing for it, preparing externally and internally. So the external preparation was the things that was mentioned by the different speakers over the past couple of days before the 64 rounds. Mm. Sleeping early, eating less, getting up early, things like that really helped with the chanting today. And then internally focusing on the sankalpa. Why am I doing this? So, you know, knowing that I, for myself, I'm doing this to purify my heart. I'm doing this to build my relationship with Krishna, to please Krishna, and to please my spiritual master.
Very good.
And then the other thing, the whole concept of the attention, the intention,
retention
and perfection, I believe. So just focusing where that attention is going, and some of the things that helped today, definitely, you know, Radha Nila Madhava has been so merciful. The curtains have been open all day, so that was wonderful. Having Tulsi in the temple room and also being able to go outside. I counted there were 35 Tulsi plants outside. The Association of Tulsi, and the slideshows with the quotes were also very inspiring.
Okay.
Right?
Time's up.
Think so. Thank you.
Very enthusiastic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. So, this is my third time.
Third time.
Yes. And for the past couple of times, I could finish around like 65 rounds of chanting, but I was not in front of deities and I was not in the temple room.
Mm.
And this time I was making a vow to myself. That
you just stayed right here.
Yes. I wanted to finish all my 65 rounds in the temple, in association of devotees, by sitting down just close to our senior devotees. So when I wanted to start chanting, Tulsi Maharani was not here. So I was like, okay, let me choose a spot right next to the projector area, projector where the projector is. So I sat down there and started chanting, but yeah. I was longing for Tulsi Maharani.
Right by where you were sitting.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like constantly chanting and closing my eyes, and right next to me there was some noise, and then the Tulsi Maharani was coming right next to me, and it was so ecstatic, and it was very touching to me, and I did not move that place at all. And when someone took my spot, so I switched to the other side of the Tulsi. And then as soon as my spot was available, I went back again. But it was very ecstatic. And as far as the tools, I constantly thought of the first excellence, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and constantly I was remembering why I'm doing this. Whenever I was not able to chant, whenever my concentration was going away, I was constantly invoking that excellence number one, thinking, okay, this is my only chance. I have to do this, you know, to cleanse my heart. You know, just constantly your graph of the advertisement, the ad from 50s, a lady spraying the mirror with whatever the spray coming out was Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That was fixed in my mind. It was really excellent. It was helping me a lot. And other thing that helped me was our dear Guru Bhakti Mataji's guided mantra chanting, and it was so excellent. And every time I was saying Hare, Mother Guru Bhakti's voice was standing on my head. Focus on Hare, focus on Hare. I was constantly, that was there. It was fantastic. And I'm so thankful that this time we had this wonderful opportunity of Mother Guru Bhakti Mataji, Mother Guru Bhakti's, the guided mantra chanting session.
She learned it from the experts. She'll give credit to where credit is due.
Yeah, it was so excellent. And every time I was chanting, saying the word Hare, whenever my mind was going away, constantly our Guru Bhakti Mataji's voice was sitting on top of my head and guiding me, focus on Hare. So okay. It really helped me a lot. So these are the two things that really helped me this time, Maharaj, and I could finish.
Okay, time's up.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, anyone else from the ladies' side? Anyone else from the ladies' side, or I'll just call a name or two. Huh? Sure.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My name is Vanessa. Is this my first Japa retreat?
First one.
Yes. And my first time visiting a temple was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. I want to attend another Japa retreat soon. Everything about the temple is very beautiful. Second of the retreat, even waking up at 4 in the morning wasn't that bad. I'm glad I did it. It's very beautiful. Procedure in the morning, and I'm glad I got to experience that.
You attended Mangal Arati.
Mm-hmm.
4:30.
Mm-hmm. It was a little late, but I woke up.
4:35.
At 4.
Yeah. Good. Good. And then how many rounds did you get to chant today?
Today I've accomplished 6.
6?
Yes. In the
okay.
temple.
Okay.
Yes, it's been. Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience, and everyone here has been great too.
Glad you could come. Please come
again.
Thank
you.
Come again.
That's the plan.
Okay, we got a deal. So we have two hands up here, right? These two men, raise your hand.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is my second Japa retreat.
Okay.
So before I'm coming for the Houston for the first time, and even this temple is for the first time, and I had a very good, wonderful experience visiting and seeing the darshan of Radha Neelmadhav. And I have a desire to please, no matter what, how many number of rounds that I could accomplish, I have a desire to please the lotus feet of Krishna and Srimad Radharani. So after seeing this temple environment and the best efforts put by the organizers for this Japa retreat and the mood that you have set just before the Japa retreat, that made me to determine to make a strong sankalpa to do 108. So I strongly decided, unless until I accomplish doing 108 with the steady attention, then only I will leave Houston. I supposed to go to Dallas this evening, so all this helped me to accomplish the number of rounds that I made for the sankalpa.
Do you know how many? Did you keep count?
Yes.
How many?
108 rounds.
108?
Yes. And
you're a man after Shamsundar's heart. He loves you already, I tell you.
And I don't want to cheat myself by skipping the beats, so even I had a tally counter.
I saw that. What was that one?
Sometimes I noticed in my daily sadhana that I'm completing the round within 5 minutes. So Srinivas Acharya Prabhu from Dallas, he given a technique. Okay, when you are doing chanting, also have a tally counter. Just to check that you are exactly doing 108 rounds. So I just don't want to cheat on myself, so I was parallelly counting on this device to make sure I do right number of rounds.
He looks embarrassed. I don't know why you're... You've inspired him, but nothing to be embarrassed about. Give him the microphone.
One time I was doing that, Maharaj, to double check, because I realized I was finishing my rounds within 5 minutes, then I realized there's something wrong. So I used to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and do the bead and also click here, just to make sure that I'm doing 108. And if I finish my round early on my beads, but still it's only 100, then I would complete all the 8 and then make sure that I completed one round. That's how I do. So I think...
You're an IT man, right?
With your permission, Mara, since the mic is in my hands.
Yeah, sure.
One thing that I would like to share is yesterday evening, His Gritan was manifesting so much of love in it, and I just, you know, totally, you know, inspired my heart. And I think I never paid attention, but Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's photo right there, that photo and Prabhuji's kirtan, I could see so much of compassion in the eyes of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur there. I never actually felt that. And I think that manifested through the voice of the kirtan yesterday. That inspired me to chant today. I just wanted to share that.
And how many rounds did you complete today?
I must admit that I did only 48 so far.
48?
Yes.
You can borrow some from him.
Yes. Yes. Maharaj, yeah. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. this is my first Japa retreat. So we used to go to, you know, while I was in Washington DC, I used to go to your programs, but there was not Japa retreat, but we used to do a lot of rounds there as well. But this is the first Japa retreat and first time into Houston's temple. And this, I mean, just looking at the deities, we are just I was just mesmerized. You know, so beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful. And I think that, you know, some credit goes to that, because that gives us a little bit mercy, you know, due to which, you know, we can stick into this room and then do our japa. So I just wanted to share one point that you mentioned during your presentation. You know, it tossed my hat. That was, you said that, you know, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can even do that, you know, train that a machine, it can also do that. You can just, you know, give it to a, you know, a bird can also chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But what is important is that you involve your heart into that, and then, you know, then only the cleansing process will start. Otherwise, a machine can also chant. So I was thinking that, and then I was thinking that, you know, whenever me make sure that I'm just chanting from my heart, not just, you know, repeating like a machine, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I was trying to do that. That helped me a lot. And I just, you know, by mercy of Radha Glamadhav, I completed 80 rounds.
So how many?
80 rounds.
Eight.
No, 80.
80.
80.
18. You had more than 2.5 hours of rest, though. He gets some special compensation. He had a late night function and got up early. But normally he's like in the lead. Okay, so from the ladies' side, this is fun, isn't it? Okay. Tulsi Priya, I see your hand up. In the back. And Prajabhakti, you too. You both can share with us, please.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for giving me this opportunity to share. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even raised my hand. I liked Radha Krishna Prabhu's point that he said that he used to twirl his beads when he used to chant before attending the Japa retreat. And I find myself doing that very often. And so I was very focused today on the way I hold my beads. It's very difficult. For some few beads I could manage to hold it properly, but again I found myself twirling my beads. So I realized that I need to focus on holding my beads properly. And
how many rounds did you complete?
I completed around, I'm still chanting, I think 59 or 60.
Okay.
You'll, because at certain point after 35 rounds, it got a little difficult, I think, because of the change of time. So I felt a little sleepy, and I remember even Radhakrishna Prabhu's point that when you feel sleepy, just go and sleep, don't chant. So I just went ahead and took a nap and came back and started chanting. Mm. So otherwise I was like, my beads were coming, flying off. So that too ringed in my head that, yeah, I should just go and take a nap. And so, but it was wonderful chanting, and I was very glad that, you know, I was very happy for Vanessa too, that it was her first time. So she was also an inspiration to me, like, you know, she was like, yeah, I want to wake up early morning and attend the Mangalati, and I want to chant. I was very, that's what Mataji just told her. Your 6 rounds are like, you know, would have been more focused than our 64 rounds. So I was like, so I'm very happy for her as well. So it was wonderful, but chanting, this is once in a year I get to attend, you know, the Japa retreat, and the only time I get to chant 64 rounds. So that, really helps. Another thing that I missed is, like, earlier we used to have the Sankalpa thread. I still have the one on my hand, which was, like 7 years back. Wow. Shambhalavi Mataji had put. So I miss having that. I think we should have that, because, you know, sometimes I look at that and it reminds me of the Sankalpa that we have had during
we
the
We cut it out because of time, but I also feel it has a special place.
Yeah.
Not just the string, but, you know, the heart.
Yes, it does. I have, like, I still look at it and I'm supposed to chant nicely, and you know, it takes me back to the Sankalpa I had in one of the Japa retreats.
So Raja Bhakti, you'd like to contribute?
So I came with a very, very focused mind this time, that I want to reestablish my relationship with Krishna. I've been struggling in many ways with that. Many things helped me. Your classes yesterday about Cheto Darpana Shikshashtakam, very helpful. Guru Bhakti Mataji's tips, especially coming back to Hare and focusing on that first letter of the chanting. Whole day, whenever I was going here and there, I would come back to Hare again, and I would start getting my focus back. The DTs definitely helped me. The PowerPoint helped me. But one of my biggest help was the picture of Draupadi and Krishna up there. Mm. I was looking at it the whole time while I was chanting. Mm. And it was kind of very different, because when I first saw the picture, I was like, I should be able to raise my hands easily. What's the big deal? I do Hari Bol all the time. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't raise my hands very easily. It took me, I was like, I don't know how to raise my hands and seek that mercy that Krishna is giving me. So the whole time I was trying to pray to Krishna that, you know, let me seek your full shelter, because I'm withholding myself. And I think during the, as I was skipping on chanting, I was able to do that a little bit easier. And I wouldn't say I'm right there, and I'm completely, like, there, but it was very, very beneficial. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for doing this.
And how many rounds you completed?
64.
64, all right. Any others? We're running out of time. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the nice retreat. I'll quickly share what inspired me was Namalwar's presentation. So that was wonderful. His prediction about the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Mm. So I felt, you know, we are really part of this special time, and we must appreciate that fact. Apart from that, the Cheto Darpana, the first Shikshashtakam verse, you know, I was meditating that, you know, this is really the way to, you know, to get rid of the Bhava Mahadavagni. And my other realization was that if if I don't continuously have the mood of prayer, mantra to mantra, then the reciprocation from the holy name is not there. If you constantly have that prayerful mood, then you have that reciprocation. Otherwise, you know, it becomes mechanical. So that's what I felt. Out of my four sets, my third set of 16 was really good. I was into it. Others, I could not focus so much. But it was great. Thank you.
Getting closer to RT time. I was going to call on you. I'm glad you raised your hand. You saw me getting ready to call on you. Okay, thank you.
This time I've noticed that like maybe days or a couple of weeks before the Japa retreat, somehow due to my circumstances or services, some bad practices were setting into my Japa. So I was kind of every day making up my mind to not do certain things, but this Japa retreat was like a reset for me, to help me to give the determination to again go back to how I used to make Japa as my first priority in the day. And main things which helped me is, like, first of all, the child care facility. So the kids care. Child care facility, because of which me and my husband were able to spend more time this time during Japa retreat than otherwise. And everything was packaged very well. I got to hear the glories of the holy name through the excellences, and also the practical tips of guided or Radhakrishna Prabhu's and Shyam Sundar Prabhu's experience, and also Guru Bhakti Mataji's guided Japa session. So it was like, and perfect kirtan. So it was like a perfect package.
Thank you. Now this young devotee over here was really absorbed in chanting. I'd like to hear what he has to say. Did you have a good experience today?
Yeah.
How many rounds did you chant?
I finished 64 today.
64. Share with us what your experience was.
So before I chanted my rounds, I prayed to Tulsi Maharani so I could chant more better, because last year also that helped me finish my 64 rounds. Otherwise, like, it's really hard for me. So when I was practically racing against time, because I had a big break in the middle. So when I came back, I had like 9 rounds and I finished them all in 1 hour. So I felt that I would chant faster. My rounds were like becoming done faster, because, you know, many people, they usually skip beats. But usually I always think like, oh my god, I skipped this one, now I chant it all over again. So like, I have a tendency of repeating beads. So when I was at the temple, I was more focused. It was much better than roaming around.
You looked really focused to me. If you weren't focused, you were a good actor. You really looked focused and contented. You know, like, not anxious, but very focused. I was impressed how focused you were.
His name is Madhav, so of course, right, Maharaj?
Okay.
Maharaj, I wanted to share that I learned a new word today, or I created a new word. Last year when we did this, my mom, who was in India, asked me, how can you do 64 rounds? Don't you get blisters on your hands?
Wow.
So today when I was thinking, and you know, occasionally you see the word bliss. So I made a new word, blister. B-L-I-S-S-T-E-R. So you're absorbed in the bliss. I think Badahari Prabhu's kirtan on Friday evening really triggered it. So,
yeah,
and
so
everything about the class, the content, what we saw with your presentation, the very unique photograph, the images that you share, Maharaj. Yamini and I were talking about how do you have this wonderful and very unique images that you share with us. Those things really make the entire process work. Because, you know, yesterday I will share this with you. Yesterday morning I posted a clip of Mangala Aarti on our social media page. Mm. And then before I left, I was just looking at the comments that could have been posted. And when I was looking at it, it says 14 hours ago. And I'm thinking, I've been here 14 hours? So that made me tired just by thinking that I was here for 14 hours. But then the anxiety or the looking forward to the 64-round marathon really helped out.
And how many rounds did you complete?
I did 64 marathons.
Yay!
Last year, it was like 4:45 when I was really struggling and burning the last minute oil and
Krishna
pushing it. Krishna helped me finish it before 4 today.
Wow.
And that after being late for the daylight savings time too.
Nice going. Nice going. So because it's almost time for RT, I want to just catch Badahari's attention here. Our session after the RT is three of us speaking, and if we project the Kevalastakam song, which feedback says, wow, that was so nice, you can sing it one time through, each phrase, and then we'll speak on one of the three, you can pick first, and then like that. We'll just focus on like that. We'll have, how much time in the schedule? 1 hour? So sing 10 minutes and we each get 15 minutes. Huh? The song. Yeah. One time, not each stanza twice. I'm taking everybody's time so you know what's going to happen and we're all set. Okay? So who's the... Shamsundar asked me, he wanted to make an announcement today about when next year's event is. He wants the microphone. He wants the microphone. Next year's event.
It's actually 8, 9, and 10. Next year, the weekend before spring break in Texas is March 8, 9, and 10. So instead of 9, 10, and 11 this year, so next year, the Japa retreat will be 8, 9, and 10th
of March. I have a question. My understanding is that the Friday that's the end of the spring break for the high school kids
would be better.
Is when? Because then everyone is like fresh and they can be there on Friday. That's what I thought.
So then it'll be 15, 16, and 17.
Okay, that's our date. That's our date.
That's the date Bharat says. 15, 16, 17th of March.
And bring your friends. And if you don't have any friends, find some and bring them. And I believe all of these are recorded and you can go back and listen and get inspired. Take the message forward. And now it's time for RT. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Nila Madhava ki jai.